A Hutt Valley suburb boasts it's about to have the best public transport system in the world, and surprisingly, it all revolves around hitchhiking. The local council setting up hitchhiking posts in Mongaraki, where people can hop into a car at 18 designated spots. The idea comes from Councillor Chris Milne, who used to pick people up on his daily commute to the capital.
I was driving into Wellington, you know, at 7 in the morning, and I'd see people sort of waiting for the bus or whatever, and one day I saw somebody that I knew, and it wasn't a very nice day, so I offered them a lift. A couple of other people there, and they popped in as well, and it really grew from there. And it became a bit of a habit, just picking people up on the way in, and it was very easy.
Complete strangers, happy to get into your car with you.
Absolutely. I don't think anybody ever said no.
You must look like a safe man.
Well, no one ever said no. I mean, it's surprising. I mean, people always imagine the worst about these things, but no, never had a problem.
And so now this idea of the hitching posts...
Well, I don't drive into Wellington any longer than I used to, and it occurred to me that, you know, what were these people doing who I used to pick up? And I thought, well, somehow we need a system with it that'll marry up the drivers and the people wanting Lyft, because, you know, it seemed to me we've got the best public transport system in the world. It's a private motor car with a driver, and that's all. And we needed to find a way of harnessing it.
These people who you picked up often were at the bus stop waiting for a bus that wasn't coming.
Sometimes they would tell me, oh, thank God you picked me up because, you know, I've been waiting and the bus is late or it didn't come or whatever. And, of course, public transport in the last 6 months or so, it's got very, very crowded. You can't get into the park and drive stations and it's standing room only on the trains. So the system's bursting at the seams. It's absolutely chock-a-block. So I figured that it was quite good timing to introduce this scheme.
And you'll put the post next to bus stops?
Well, they'll be close to the bus stops. The idea being that we want to sort of have a bit of a comfort level there with just people are used to sort of standing in that sort of area to get a ride. And, of course, you know, if they wait and they don't get a lift, they can walk, you know, a short distance up the street and they can stand at the bus stop, you know, if a bus is coming. So, you know, make it easy for them.
Or just walk along the side of the road sticking their thumb out.
The
old way.
Well, yes, that's true. And maybe it'll come to that. But I figured that with these posts, which have a destination on them, the driver can see where the person wants to go. That's the key. So that when the driver can see, oh, that person wants to go to Wellington because they're standing by the Wellington post, you see.
Or maybe you could get the bus companies to put more buses on.
We could. You know, the interesting thing is that every household up in this suburb is paying about $200 a year in transport subsidies, and you know, which is about $60,000 a year out of our suburb. And the public transport is now absolutely chock-a-block. So they're now wondering how on earth they're going to fund the, you know, more rolling stock and bigger park and drives and everything else. So the system's operating at capacity right now, and this might just take a little bit of strain off the system. In fact, if this system worked really, really well, you'd hardly need a public transport system.
But of course, that's getting ambitious.
Of course, we won't get to that point, but, I mean, there's clearly enough capacity in private cars to take all the people that would ever want to go anywhere.
And that's Hutt City Councillor Chris Milne, who hopes his hitchhiking post will take off.